Kyle, a couple of questions here. Just related to your experience in the Western Hockey League. It started early for your family as a young guy. You had the experience of your older brother Jordan being drafted by the Tri-City Americans. What was that experience like for your family?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, being a younger brother and being able to watch my older brother go through that and kind of learning, about the whole draft and all that, it was pretty special. And I remember, going watching my brother, when he was 17 playing at Dub, and it's pretty cool. And now that I made it, it's pretty cool that I get to play against him. So,
thought about, again, having an older brother play in the Western Hockey League, how has that benefited you in terms of the choice that you guys made to come over from the BCHL? What kind of advice can an older brother provide that's of value to the young Kyle Topping?
I think just little stuff here and there. I mean, we talk, pretty often almost after every game, and I think it goes a bit of both ways. I think we help each other out with it, and it's just, little stuff like that. I try to watch all his highlights and all that kind of stuff, and he's going through what I went through, and he's helped me a lot throughout my whole career.
So you're here in Kelowna. It's your second season. What did you notice was a couple of the big differences coming over from the BCHL into your rookie season last year?
I think just the travel. Definitely longer bus rides and all that going through the night, but. Something you got to deal with and kind of make the best of it. So we're fortunate to have a nice bus and good hotels and good meals all along our road trip. So it's something that you got to get used to, but at the end of the day, it's what you got to do. So
we had talked earlier, you played over 50 games in the BCHL and you transitioned to the Dub, a 72-game schedule. How do you feel you've made that adjustment, and what kind of things do you have to be aware of during the regular season in order to keep yourself healthy, to keep yourself energized?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think coming back here is my second year. I kind of got the gist of what it's like, and definitely little things like sleep and eating properly are huge. And if you have a long road trip or you're not going to get much sleep on the bus, you got to make sure you get more sleep throughout the week, and just little stuff like that. Just take care of your body, and you should be fine.
So you've moved into your second year here with Kelowna, and you've been very productive. On a team that has some drafted signed NHLers, you've become a real key guy in providing depth scoring. But you're moving along at about a point per game clip. What do you attribute that offensive success to?
I mean, I think obviously coming in last year, I wasn't expected much kind of your first year being a rookie, but I knew I wanted to have a big summer and come back next year and take on a bigger role. And I think I've done that so far this year. I think just having, that year under your belt, you're so much more confident on the ice and being able to, not be afraid to make a mistake and try that extra play. So I've been fortunate to play with some great players along the way. And coaches have done a great job developing not only me, but our whole team. So I'm really, really happy with this year.
When you think about your development and National Hockey League aspirations, you're playing in your draft year, what do you think when you look ahead? Professional hockey, I would suggest, is probably the priority, but a pretty good program here. The Western Hockey League kind of looks after you a little bit if you happen to go the university route.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they pay for your school, how many certain years you play, and that's something that's definitely nice, and a lot of guys take advantage of that, and whether my pro aspirations work out or not, I'll definitely have a backup plan and go play some school, and I'm looking forward to the future and just going to try enjoy my time here in Kelowna.
Maybe describe what you believe to be the key aspects of your skill set, the things that you feel you do really well.
I like to pride myself as a 200-foot player, good center iceman, good on face-offs. I like to take care of my D-zone, be a guy that's relied on in that area, and also be a guy that has good offensive instincts and can make plays and score goals for my team. So I definitely take myself as that player.
Off the ice, what's the transition like, coming over from the island to the Okanagan Valley, the experiences with your billet family, those are a very, very important part your development as a junior hockey player.
Yeah, no, pretty easy transitions. I was lucky to get a great billet house. you know, well, they really, really take care of me and Gordy there, and you know, we're really, really happy with them, and it's been awesome, you know, these past few years. You know, I consider them, you know, family now, and, you know, definitely these connections that I'll keep for the rest of my life.
So to wrap things up here, you know, we see you play here on a regular basis, and you know, we kind of get to know who Kyle Topping is as a hockey player. You know, what don't we know? What are you doing in your life away from the rink? What are the kinds of things you like to do to have some fun?
I think just hanging out with the guys, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I'm lucky to have, you know, I love my teammates here in Kelowna. I've been lucky to, you know, have a great group of guys, and, you know, just hang around in Kelowna and go into the guys' billet's house, you know, just hanging out. So,
terrific, Kyle. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much.